Well, Grace and Joe, we're here at another Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and while you're setting up, we're going to do just a little joint interview. And tell me, what kind of a media crowd are you expecting to get here this week?
We're expecting a major crowd. This is going to be the best ever summer conference. CNN, all of them are going to be here. We've got France represented, and Germany, Iceland.
It's an international conference in a way.
Very much so.
Well, Joe, what kind of stuff are you doing here to get things ready for the media that will be attending?
Well, the biggest and most important thing is to get Grace in a good mood, because that'll pretty much make or break the week as far as the media are concerned. You really don't want to catch Grace on an off day, or you might go home in a body bag.
Are there actually any real issues that we're going to be talking about?
Well, I think one of the things we'll be talking about is the Farm Bill, of course. We are really getting into the teeth of that debate in Congress, and as well as the energy bill, which are two pieces of legislation that are going to really affect the pocketbooks of cattlemen. Right now, we've got a situation with feed costs and with operating costs that is making it a pretty difficult time for cattlemen right now as far as profitability, and we're looking at some pretty important policy issues that will hopefully go our way. We're also having a beef and dairy nutrition symposium coming up, kicking off the week, which is an opportunity for the beef and dairy industries to work together really for the first time in educating consumers about the benefits of both of those food groups. And that's something that is a constant challenge, because with all the new fad diets and with all of the misinformation that's out there about nutrient-dense foods like beef and dairy, that's an opportunity for the two industries to work together and talk about their strategies for getting good information out to the public. A few other things that we have going on, we'll be discussing, again, how ranchers and feeders are dealing with higher operating costs. We'll be talking about we'll also be talking about the upcoming checkoff budget. The fiscal year 2008 kicks off October 1st, and so we're really coming down to crunch time as far as planning for the next fiscal year's budget in terms of all of the programs that are funded by the beef checkoff, and that includes not just the advertising and promotion, but also the nutrition research, the safety research, and all of those things that that cattlemen invest in when they pay the checkoff.
Okay, well, you guys, they really are actually working here, so I'm going to move over to where Grace is. And any kind of idea of what kind of attendance you're going to have this year at this meeting? Have you heard anything about what it looks like so early on?
Probably close to 35 to 40 working media will be here this year, which is average for summer conference.
How about as far as cattlemen will be attending? Have you heard anything in terms of that registration attendance yet?
We'll probably be right around 1,000. We had about 750 register, and so typically we get a walk-up registration of about another fourth of that. So we'll be right around 1,000, maybe 1,100 cattlemen, which, again, is for a summer conference held in Denver, is about the expected attendance.
Now, we talked about, 35 to 40 media, but if you break that out, how many of those would be bloggers, would you guess? I'm just, any idea?
We find the bloggers are a pretty unique crowd. We found that the bloggers that we have are really people way ahead of their time. So there aren't too many of them on the cutting edge yet. And so we expect anywhere from 1 to 2.
Are we so far ahead that the stuff that we're posting may not be read or heard for a couple of years from now?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, we're looking forward to another week. As I've pointed out to listeners before, if you want to know how to run a media room and do it right, the folks at NCBA definitely have that down. And the two people we've just talked to, Joe and Grace, are the ones who run it. So we really appreciate the work they do. And here in Denver at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.